Marshall, for instance, if I had heard the least, I mean, after all I've done for you, the least you could do is do this. I could say to you, you're right, and it would be my pleasure to give it to you. The other part would be, I'm wondering if the message today is that every time there is a request, I must grant it.
Well, of course, if we have giraffe ears, we know that a no is just as big of a gift as a yes, especially if it's expressed in giraffe.
Okay, so like I could...
That. You say the need behind the no.
So
you're giving the other person a mitzvah. A no is a mitzvah. If you ask me, Marshall, would you be willing to spend some time with me at noon, because I have a need for some companionship? And I say, I'm in such pain myself today that what I really need is some space to myself. How would you be willing to search for someone else to spend time with? Then I'm giving you a mitzvah. I'm giving you a chance to meet my need, you see? So every no, if we hear it accurately, is a mitzvah. It's telling us what that person's need is. If we don't have giraffe ears, we have jackal ears, we hear it as a rejection. Or we take it that our needs aren't valued. Or our needs are a burden. Especially if the person says, no, I can't, I have other things. You know, if we hear that as our needs are a burden.
It's so easy to receive it the way you returned it to me, though.
Because I said the need behind the no. And I ended on a request that showed that I was as interested in your need getting met as mine. I'm confident if we stay with this energy, we can both get our needs met. Notice I didn't just say, I have a need to take care of myself, period. I didn't just say, I'm going to take care of my need. I want to search for a way to get everybody's need met. So I told you what my need was that kept me from saying yes. But I ended on a clear request, searching for a way to get everybody's needs met. So you still feel your needs matter. Even though at the moment, I've told you what keeps me from doing what you've requested.
And again, your response back?
When I do two things. First, I begin with empathy for your need. You see, I've heard your need. You don't see in my eyes that I took it as a demand or as a burden. I took it as a mitzvah. When you see that I received it as a mitzvah, as a memnun, and then I express my need that keeps me from saying yes, and I end on a clear request, searching for a way to get both of our needs met, you see both from my empathy for your need and from my continued interest in your need getting met, you see that it matters equally as my own.